God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1-2-1. Now, 3 prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For it is a troublesome time to the world, saith your Father God. It is a troublesome time to the leaders of the world. It is a troublesome time as they think upon all the things that are taking place. For if they do not know me, nor the counsel of my word, nor the things written in my word, they cannot understand the times that you're now living in. They cannot understand how evil things have become, and how much more evil they shall yet become. They do not see the handwriting on the wall, for they look within themselves, they look within their own wisdom and knowledge, they look at things round about and try to come to conclusion of the things that they see in the natural, and yet the only way they can understand them is by the spiritual. And being they are spiritually dead, they do not understand these things, nor see these things that are taking place. But I say to you, you are my children, saith your Father God. I am revealing these things to you, that you can see and know and understand, that you can warn others and tell others, that their blind eyes may be open, that they will look, and the revelation of my word will open unto them like never before. And they shall walk in the fullness of the power, the fullness of the promise, the fullness of the anointing that I have given for this day and this hour, that they may walk as victors, that they may be overcomers in these evil hours, that the enemy may be put under their feet, that evil is kept from their door, for they shall walk as children of the Most High God, saith your Father God.
That was a long word, and I did not want to cut it short, so there was only one prophetic word tonight. Praise God and welcome to all our listeners on Superstation WWRB 3.185. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own audible voice as his watchman. I apologize to all my listeners for the Thursday night program broadcast on January 8th that did not air until 10:50 p.m., when it should have aired at 10:30 p.m. Also, I apologize for the repeated programs during the holidays. All this was beyond my control. Please pray with me that the rest of January 09 will go smoothly and the right programs will air and on time. Here is an audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Hello, this is Paul. I just got out of church and turned the radio on. I'm picking you up just fine in Kentucky on 3185, coming in about S9 or so. So I just thought you'd like the signal report and enjoy the website that you've got. And keep up the good work for the Lord. We'll see you later. God bless.
Now, wasn't that easy? Would you call in a radio check tonight? It's always a blessing to hear from my listener friends. And I have not heard from listeners on this Wednesday evening program. I need to hear from you or it may be canceled. It will not cost much and takes less than 1 minute to record your state and how well you are hearing the program. 1-607-201-5663. That number repeats at the end of this program. Thank you, Brother Paul. It was so encouraging to know that you could hear the program right there in your car as you got out of church there in Kentucky. Now, the website Brother Paul was mentioning is www.neaiga.org. You'll find over 300 audio files there for you to listen to free or download free, like tonight's program. And there are also daily updates in text form of prophecy news behind the news, except on weekends, there for you to look at. Now please listen to this message preached by Pastor Evans titled Thermometers versus Thermostats. The prophecy news behind the news reports will follow this message.
We want to greet you all again. It's just a joy to be here sharing the gospel with all our brothers and sisters, knowing that we're reaching the whole world for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We thank you for all those of you that are listening on the radio. We've got a good word for you today out of Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verse 2. It says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Now, if we were to go in the Old Testament to pick up a scripture verse related to that, we'd go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, verse 15. Yet the Lord set His affections on your forefathers and loved them, and He chose you, the descendants, above all the nations. God has chosen us.
Amen.
Aren't you so glad?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. You know, I preach a sermon on faith quite often, and I love to use a thermostat, because a thermostat is your goal setter. And you need to set that and not move it when you're moving forward in faith. Well, today I want to share that to you in a different way. I want to talk about the thermostat, and I want to talk about thermometers. Are you a thermostat, or are you a thermometer? You say, well, what is the difference? Well, God said we're supposed to set our affections on things above. Now, a thermostat you can set. A thermometer is moved by all the circumstances round about it. If it's hot, they're hot. If it's cold, they're cold.
Right.
If it's up, they're up. If it's down, they're down.
Right.
It's always moved by the circumstances round about it. And as we look at the world today, we see Christians tossed to and fro this way and that way. They don't know what to believe. They don't know who to follow. They don't understand or really read and follow the Word of God. They're like that thermometer. If something sounds good to them, they run after it, only to be discouraged and find out that's not the truth. Then something else comes along and they run after that, never finding the truth because they do not go to God's Word. God's Word has the truth.
Amen.
It's always true. It's a thermostat set on the things that God wants it set for in order to cause us to grow, in order to cause us to be everything that God wants us to be. That victorious church without spot or wrinkle. Our thermostat is set.
Amen.
Set on the things of God. We're going to heaven. We know we're going to heaven. Do you know you're going to heaven?
Amen.
I know that I'm going to heaven because God said so in His Word.
Amen.
I believe that. I know I'm not going out of here before the rapture. You may say, what? No, I'm not going before the rapture. I've made up my mind. I'm staying. So I've set my thermostat. I'm going in the rapture. And the rapture is not that far off.
Right.
But if you're a thermometer, if you're one of those that's tossed this way or tossed that way, every time some circumstance comes along, you'll never get to the place that God wants you to be. You'll either be up or you'll be down or you'll be over here or you'll be over there. You'll never be consistent. You won't be like a thermostat. You won't be set. You'll be moved by every circumstance that comes, no matter what it is. When you hear all these calamities in the world, fear will come in. Why should it come in? God said He didn't give us fear. And if your thermostat's set on that, fear is not coming in. But if you're a thermometer, that's going to bother you.
That's right.
Many, many things are going to take place yet. We're going to see Russia as she marches down on Israel. We're going to see all the things that the Bible talks about, the mark of the beast. We're going to see all these things coming to pass.
Right.
And they could affect us. I'm not a thermometer. I'm not going to be moved by the things that are around about me. I'm not going to be moved by what my wife does, what my brother does, what my sister does, what my uncle does, what my aunt does. I'm not going to be moved. My thermostat is set. Have you set your thermostat? Are you pressing towards the things that God wants you to press towards? Are you set in such a way that no matter what takes place, it's not going to move you? It's not going to budge you? If your house shakes today, if you have an earthquake today, everything falls off the wall. Have you got your thermostat set? If you got your thermostat set, it's not going to bother you. That can come to pass and be gone, and nothing will shake you, and your neighbors will be all shook up. They're a thermometer, not a thermostat. And because they're a thermometer, everything bothers them.
Amen.
The signs, the times, the news, everything they read in the newspaper, everything that people tell them bothers them. God said, don't be like that. Be a thermostat. Set your affection on things above. Think about what Jesus said. Think about what God said. Think about where we're going. We're that church that's going to see the rapture take place. We are that church.
Right.
We can see it so clear. We can see it with the signs that are going on around about. And as we look at all those things, our heart is filled with joy.
And somebody said, well, how can your heart be filled with joy when all these other things are taking place? Well, we're not a thermometer. We're not moved by what things take place, what happens. We're not moved by that. But if we were a thermometer, then we'd be moved by everything that takes place. But because we have chosen to be a thermostat,
yeah,
we have chosen to set our affection upon the things of God, we're not moved. We're pressing into the fullness of the things that God has for us. He's promised this last church, that's us, to be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. He's taken out some of the spots. He's taken out some of the wrinkles. He's calling His people to come out of the false and come into the real.
Yeah.
He's calling His people to live a holy life. You see, if your thermometer is set on anything, the circumstances around it bothers it. But if your thermostat is set, nothing bothers it.
Amen.
Mine's set on living a holy life. How about you?
Amen.
Mine's set on doing everything that God wants me to do. To be everything that God wants me to be. To lead others to Jesus Christ, that they may know the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now what are you? Are you a thermostat? Or are you that thermometer? You remember that thermometer is moved by everything around about it. Whatever takes place, the thermometer is moved. But if you're a thermostat, you're going to set it. And you're going to leave it set on the things above. You're going to leave it set on the things that God said. And you're going to live the kind of life that God wants you to live, no matter what anybody else does. It doesn't matter whether your wife gets to heaven. I hope she does. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't matter if your husband gets to heaven. The thing that matters is, are you going to heaven?
That's right.
We've got to look out for ourselves. We've got to set our own thermostat. We've got to set it on going to heaven, living for God with everything that we got. Because if we don't live for God with everything we got, we become that thermometer. And when we're that thermometer, we're tossed to and fro. We don't know which way we're going. Depends on what the circumstances are. Tomorrow they could be good. The next day they could be bad. They could be up. They could be down. But if we're that thermostat, we set it on things above, and it doesn't bother us. So I'm asking you today, check your heart. Check your heart. See where you are. We want you to be in heaven. We love you. That's why we come on the radio. That we may reach you for Jesus Christ. That we may tell you about the Lord. Why not become a thermostat?
Yes.
Throw the thermometers away.
Yes.
You don't need them.
Right.
Set your thermostat on things above. Begin to set your goal for the things that God wants. Jesus Christ is going to take us through, and He's going to take us through victoriously. Remember, we come to you every week. Turn your station here. You'll find us. We love you. God bless you.
How do I turn my thermostat to a child of God setting? It's easy. Turn your Bible to Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, which says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Now that's not hard. It's pretty simple. But you need to put off a lot of that sinful baggage that's on you before you say that. It's called repenting. I pray that you will join us in heaven. Amen. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Now, that message of Pastor Evans you just heard is so true. As we've seen, gullible sheep falling for false revivals and the false prophets of those revivals, such as that recent Pensacola, Florida revival, now defunct, where that tattooed fake took the money, left his wife, and ran off with a younger woman. All along, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson and other signs ministers warned it was false. But would the foolish sheeples listen? No. I interrupt this program for this special announcement. Stay tuned for the prophecy news behind the news. I have received only one radio check and no love gifts to keep this Wednesday night program on the air. Please prayerfully consider sending a love gift. And do not forget to tell me it is to keep Wednesday nights on the air. The phone number to call and the address to send your love gifts can be heard at the end of this program. Get your pen and paper ready. This program is listener supported. That's how it's brought to you. That's how it stayed on the air. God bless you. And now the prophecy news that you've been waiting for. Mystery roar from faraway space detected. As recently reported, one team of astronauts has found a strange cosmic noise that booms 6 times louder than expected. The roar is from the distant cosmos, Nobody knows what causes it. There is something new and interesting going on in the universe, said Alan Kogok of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. Now, my watchman helper used a verse for this one that I thought was very, very good. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 30 and 31. Therefore, prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, the Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout, as they that tread the grapes, against all the inhabitants of the earth. Verse 31, a noise shall come even to the ends of the earth. My, isn't that interesting? Continuing, for the Lord hath a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh. He will give them that are wicked to the world, saith the Lord. Watchman comment. My helper really put together a real news behind the news report there. What do you think? Give me a call and tell me. 1-607-201-5663. Again, that number repeats at the end of the program. Continuing, Gardasil again denied approval for women ages 27 to 45. The U.S. health regulators have again withheld approval for the use of American Company's incorporated Gardasil cervical cancer vaccine by women aged 27 to 45, asking for long-term clinical data, the drug maker said. Moreover, because effectiveness is naturally lower in older females, Merck could have difficulty convincing insurers to cover Gardasil in that group should it be approved for them. Watchman comment. Have you ever listened to the TV commercials for Gardasil? They admit enough to scare any woman half to death. This stuff is dangerous, and it prevents practically nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Continuing, the New World Religion, Antichrist spirits linked to the sea and of the earth. Dr. Pat Holliday's new IE book, internet book, New World Religion, consists of Satan's anointing giving his authoritative power to his son Abaddon, who is a powerful fallen angel from the sea that possesses a chosen vessel, the Antichrist. This unholy trinity is linked to those who are united with secretive, depraved, Kabbalistic men. Their design will join the iniquity of the masses and idol worship into a world witchcraft-driven religion. Watchman comment. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has been warning all along that a satanic one world religion was close. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Continuing, melamine byproduct found in USA Nestle Good Start Supreme infant formula. The Food and Drug Administration says the industrial chemical melamine and a byproduct, cyanuric acid, have now been detected in 4 of 89 containers of infant formula made in the United States, doubling previously reported positive results. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, spoke the truth that this would be found in American baby formula. Luke chapter 21, verses 22 and 23. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath among this people. Continuing, eligibility issue to follow Obama into Oval Office. Supreme Court sets natural-born conference to follow inauguration. A legal challenge that alleges Barack Obama isn't a natural-born citizen and therefore constitutionally ineligible to be president of the United States will follow the Democrat into the Oval Office with a U.S. Supreme Court conference on the dispute set after the January 20th inauguration. Each and every member of the U.S. Congress and Senate owes it to their 320 million American citizens to do his due diligence and demand all necessary records. Some allege his birth took place in Kenya, and his mother was a minor at the time of his birth, too young to confer American citizenship. They report Obama's father, Barack Obama Sr., was a Kenyan citizen subject to the jurisdiction of the United Kingdom at the time and would have handed down British citizenship. There also are questions raised about Obama's move to Indonesia, where he was a child, and his attendance at a school there when only Indonesian citizens were allowed in that nation's schools, and his travel to Pakistan in the 80s when such travel was forbidden to American citizens. Watchman comment, these belligerent supreme elitist court judges schedule this just one day after Godfather Obama is made the USA president. Now, what does that tell you, folks? Come on, call in 1-607-201-5663. Tell me what you think of that. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has spoken, continuing, prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. Obama is reported set to revise counterterrorism efforts. President-elect Barack Obama is preparing to scrap the way President Bush oversaw domestic security in the White House and name a former Central Intelligence Agency official to coordinate counterterrorism, people close to the transition office are saying. The plan being discussed would eliminate the Independent Homeland Security Advisor's Office and assign those duties to the National Security Council to streamline sometimes overlapping functions. A Deputy National Security Council advisor would be charged with overseeing the effort to guard against terrorism and to respond to natural disasters. Watchman comment. They are all New World Order and nothing will change. So is that the change you deserve that you voted for? I doubt it. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things therefore, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Continuing, Obama says he will seek to rein in retiree spending. President-elect Barack Obama said that overhauling Social Security and Medicare would be a central part of his administration's efforts to contain federal spending, signaling for the first time that he would wade into the thorny politics of entitlement programs. Mr. Obama stepped up his efforts to reassure lawmakers and the financial markets that he plans a vigorous effort to keep the government's finances from deteriorating further. Watchman comment, is this the change you need, retirees, USA? I doubt it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain receipt, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Continuing, the difficulty of being an informed American. The American newsprint and TV media have never been very good. These days it's horrible. If a person intends to be informed, he must turn to foreign news broadcasts or internet sites or foreign newspapers available on the internet. A person who sits in front of a TV news or who reads the big newspapers is simply being brainwashed with propaganda. Watchman comment, if you read my website, www.neaiga.org, or listen to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson on this radio program, internet or podcast, you will hear the prophecy news behind the news, and you will be informed, my friends. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes. Continuing, is February 10th, 2009, financial doomsday for thousands? A new law could force companies into ruin. It has thousands of retailers, thrift stores, and small businesses worried they will be forced to permanently close their doors and destroy their merchandise. What? Destroy merchandise? Listen, continuing, the law is expected to have a devastating impact that February 10th is now unofficially known as National Bankruptcy Day. Congress passed the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008, or H.R. 4040, a retroactive rule mandating that all items sold for use by children under 12 must be tested by an independent party for lead and phthalates, which are chemicals used to make plastics more pliable. All untested items, regardless of lead content, are to be declared banned hazard products. But now some thrift and consignment stores are in a panic over the new regulation because it extends to children's clothing, shoes, and other items as well. Home-based businesses will also be affected. Watchman comment, is this a change you need that you voted for? I doubt it. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has spoken. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Continuing. Renegade Obama to ride in the beast. My. Renegade is Obama's code name, believe it or not, according to the Secret Service. Now he's riding in the beast, which is a new model of a presidential limousine made by General Motors Corporation that has been delivered to the Secret Service and will make its debut on the Inauguration Day. The vehicle, referred to by the Secret Service as the Beast, my, will reportedly feature heavy armor that is at least 5 inches thick, and comes complete with run-flat tires, bulletproof glass, and a completely sealed interior to ward off a chemical attack, among many other high-tech security features. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 21. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. Did you hear that one? And all the people shall say, Amen. I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call or write and let me know. For your tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and your blessings, write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, 13797, USA. Now, I am not in New York City. I am in central New York, out in the country with the beavers and the deer. That 24-hour voicemail program number again is 1-607-201-5663. Don't forget, I need your help to keep the program you are listening to coming to you every week, as I may need to cancel one in February, and it may be this Wednesday night program. Your calls and letters help me decide if Wednesday night is canceled or not. Please call my voicemail 24/7, 365 to record that you want to keep Wednesday nights on the air. 1-607-201-5663. Don't forget to tell me the state you're in. I need to know that. It's important to me, and you will bless me with it. Write Signs, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, zip code 13797, USA. Thank you for listening, my friends. May the love of Jesus Christ be with you in these last days. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until the next programs, Mondays and Wednesdays, both at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Superstation 3.185, and an all-prophecy news program a little earlier on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you missed that all-news program on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m., it is now being repeated temporarily now on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Depends on the support for that day and time. Until the next time we can get together on the air in friendship and fellowship, I salute you all in the love of Jesus Christ. With the love of Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the end times. Maranatha, my good friends, Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.